is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi, and I am joined by the beautiful Ariane.
Hi. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Today on Weird News, we are talking about a few stories, and the first one is pretty funny. Although I feel bad for this guy. He kind of did it to himself, but, you know, it happens, I guess.
I've never done this.
I mean, falling asleep on the job, it happens.
Yeah.
So apparently an airline employee inadvertently fell asleep while working and ended up in the cargo hold of a plane. Now, this man worked, he was like a baggage handler. So he's the guy on like the tarmac who like loads the bags into the plane. And I guess this was like an early morning flight or something, or late night. I'm not quite sure.
He inadvertently fell asleep.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
I mean, I feel like that'd be hard to do on a, like, where planes are.
Yeah.
Because they're loud.
I mean, does he have narcolepsy or something?
I don't know. Didn't have his coffee that morning.
Right.
I don't know.
It's loud in those.
I mean, they wear like the little ear
covers. Yeah.
Maybe this guy had just been like working there so long, you know, that it just like was white noise to him.
I know, right?
Just lulled him to sleep at that point. I don't know. But apparently he did, somehow. It kind of makes it sound like he was in the cargo of the plane, so maybe it's just quieter in there.
It might be.
And then, you know, maybe they were delayed or something, and he just ended up falling asleep. I'm not sure.
Maybe he was, like, waiting for more baggage to come up or
that
something.
That could have been. It could have been. But what's, so, what's weird about this is he fell asleep and then was on the plane for the duration of the plane's flight.
Okay, and they from flew where to where?
From Kansas City to Chicago. Like an hour at least. And he just was on there. And apparently, though, the cargo hold is pressurized and temperature controlled. So that's good.
Yeah.
Know? Otherwise, I don't think he would have made it.
No.
Not at all.
No.
He wouldn't have made it. So he worked for American Airlines. Well, technically, he's an employee of Piedmont Airlines, which is owned by American Airlines. And he was working on a flight. This was on October 27th. And he fell asleep in the forward cargo hold of a Boeing 737-800. But he was at the forward cargo hold. But that did not actually contain cargo for the flight because there were only 80 passengers of the 160 seats available. So the cargo was only loaded into the rear cargo hold of the flight.
See, so he crawled up there to fall asleep.
That's what I'm thinking. Because if he was there, he'd be at the back of the plane.
Yeah.
But he was at the front where there wasn't any luggage. So I feel like he just took a break there and fell asleep.
Yeah, you're getting fired, sir.
I'm like surprised no one was like, where's, you know, like, what's his name? Like, wasn't he supposed to help?
Exactly.
I would be pissed anyway. I'm like, isn't he supposed to help?
I know.
Load these bags.
And he's up there sleeping.
Right, exactly.
Oh,
The flight was 62 minutes. And the flight landed safely at Chicago O'Hare International Airport at approximately 7 a.m. And that's when the employee was discovered upon arrival at the gate.
Oh, my gosh.
So the whole flight, they didn't know. I mean, I don't know how they would know.
Well, yeah, because
he was in the cargo hold. But yeah, I mean, that would be, I mean, you don't notice when they like close the cargo hold. I mean, I assume that it was open and then he fell asleep.
Right.
Unless maybe he like went in, closed it so they wouldn't find him napping.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just feel like he went in there and fell asleep and then the flight took off so he didn't know. But because some people are pretty heavy sleepers.
How could you not, like, I would be amazed if you fell asleep and then you did not hear a plane take off.
I know, right?
While you're in the plane.
And feeling it, too.
Right,
it's not
exactly.
Like calming
at
all.
To sleep, I don't know. I mean, I hope no one breaks into this guy's house because he will not wake up.
Yeah, no.
So, yeah, no. Hopefully there are no night burglars.
I know. I wonder if they're, like, going to make him pay for the flight? Or maybe, like,
I don't know.
Pay for a flight home? Because you don't really get to just fly to Chicago for free.
Maybe they just put him back in the cargo hold and flew him back. It's the only way it's free.
No. And he was probably there with nothing. Like, if he was on the job, like, I don't know if he would have had his wallet, key, anything with him to pay for another flight back.
Yeah. I mean, I doubt it. But when he arrived, he was fine. He did not request any medical attention, and he didn't look injured. And police did report that the employee admitted that he had had several alcoholic beverages before falling asleep. Which also, you're drinking before you go to work.
Yeah.
Like multiple, I don't know. That's risky. I don't think you should do that.
You're an alcoholic, sir.
Right. And then he fell asleep. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
And they questioned the employee. He's a 27-year-old man. And then the airport made arrangements for him to return to Kansas City. And he has not been charged for the incident.
What?
Yeah. And according to American Airlines, the American Airlines team is concerned about the situation. They are reviewing what happened.
They flew him back after he was drunk on the job, passed out, and stowed away to Chicago.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, once he, like, got back and they got everything, like, the media settled, then they're like, okay, so
you're
now
fired,
you're
in charge
trouble
with this. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at least charge him for the flight.
Something.
Because I feel like maybe when they did book the flight, they didn't know necessarily what had happened. Like, maybe they didn't know he was kind of drinking beforehand or something. So they just thought that something bad had happened. Like, I don't know, like, he'd gotten trapped in there. Yeah. I'm not sure.
But still, I don't know if I would want to use that airline if I know that you let your employees come to work drunk.
That would also be frightening for me to be that employee because I feel like I'd be like a little claustrophobic and then I'd be terrified the whole time that something's going to happen.
Exactly.
Like, what if that's the flight that goes down? Like, you have no way of getting out. There's no parachute.
No.
Like, you have no safety vest.
No. Oh, my gosh.
That's
and
terrifying.
Like flights, when they land, it's gentle.
Rough.
Yeah,
and you're that close to the ground,
right? You're at the bottom there.
You're like
you feel
down
it.
The bottom.
Oh
no,
my god, no.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
terrifying.
Good.
I'm sure they were very concerned about him when they found him.
Yeah,
yeah, that's terrifying.
Oh my god,
I don't want to do that.
No.
Never. I don't care how cheap it is. I'll never do that.
Okay, I'm glad he's safe, but I feel like you know there should be some consequences. With
oh
that.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So the next story, this story also is a story of consequences. I guess the other man did not have consequences. This lady had consequences immediately. So this woman's name is Anna Tu, and for Halloween, she was planning on being a zombie. And as she was getting ready to go out for the holiday, she spent $3 on a pair of fake zombie teeth for her costume. Mm. But when she put them on, they attached to her teeth. And I really, my only memory of like fake teeth for Halloween is like the fake vampire teeth
like
that you just
like plastic
stick
things
in. Yeah. But this one came with adhesive. So these were like serious costume teeth. So they came with adhesive. She put the adhesive on, like the adhesive that came with the teeth. This is not like she took super glue. This is just the normal glue. And then put them on. And then she said she tried to remove them because they're really tight. Like they hurt. But then they just wouldn't budge. And which is terrifying.
Yeah.
And then she took a pair of wire clippers and tried to cut off the tips of the fake teeth because they were like pointy.
Oh my gosh.
So she thought maybe that would help. And that didn't. So then she couldn't eat or drink because the fake teeth got in the way.
Yeah.
But she tried to drink like hot coffee because she thought maybe that would release the glue or
the
something.
Heat.
Yeah, the heat would work, but it didn't work. So I'm sure she was like panicking at this point.
Yeah.
And she managed to make an appointment the next morning. So she had to sleep with them on.
Oh no.
Which sounds terrifying. And she said that she like had anxiety the whole night. She like couldn't sleep.
I bet.
Which I would imagine. And she was in like excruciating pain because they were so tight on her teeth.
Oh no.
And so she managed to get an emergency dental appointment for the next morning. And when she made the appointment, she went in and So apparently the dentist just like kind of like poked and pulled and tried to get them off, but they weren't like getting anywhere. So they were like talking about like, we might have to like drill them off or something, but they couldn't sedate. They couldn't like give anesthesia because they are afraid. Like, I don't necessarily understand this point. I'm not a dentist, obviously, but they couldn't put anesthesia on like her, like parts of her mouth because they were afraid they would pull her teeth out. So I don't know what that has to do with the connection.
I thought they like poke you in the gums.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe also they couldn't get a needle there because she was covered, like her fake teeth were covering everything.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure. But essentially she wasn't like numbed or anything. And they didn't want to just like keep pulling because they're afraid they're gonna pull out her teeth.
Well, yeah.
So what they had to do is they like had to like kind of like cut like little bits of the fake teeth off and then just pull and like pick like to get them off piece by piece.
Oh my gosh.
And so she just wasn't sedated for any of it, and they just like ended up pulling them off, and her teeth were okay. They were intact. Her real teeth were intact.
Good.
And the dentist said that some of the reason this can happen is because fake teeth like that can kind of take the natural shape of your teeth and gums, and then they can like cause the glue to get stuck onto your teeth because they can be so tight when they fit that it kind of like sounds like sort of like suctions on and forms on your teeth. I would imagine, especially if you have glue like that, it's like forming around your teeth.
Doesn't that mess wear off?
It's supposed to. But I mean, she was like in terrible pain, so she wasn't going to wait for it.
And you're walking around with zombie
teeth. She probably had to go to work the next day. Yeah. You know,
I'd have been like, I'm calling in. I have valid reasons.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Can you hear the sound of plastic in my mouth now?
No, this like, is not okay.
Because of fake teeth. And she said that she will never wear fake teeth again.
I don't blame her.
She also has not sought legal action from the company or anything. But it looks like she had the fake teeth still. Like, she had either, like, the similar brand or something. Or like she, like, had the pieces. I'm not really
like
sure.
Yeah, she saved them or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, my God.
They were actually kind of scary looking teeth. But, no. I would never. Like, anything that's, like, putting glue in my mouth, I will never do.
What kind of glue did they have?
I don't know. Like, it sounded like super glue, but
it seems it would have been.
I'm sure something that it's supposed to
cement. I mean,
they were like, I don't know. That's terrifying. I would be horrified to have that happen to me.
I don't blame her for not wanting to put teeth in her mouth.
Fake teeth. No.
Yeah, because all I know is like the plastic, like
you
vampire.
Just like slide into your mouth. Yeah, there's no glue involved.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, not doing that.
So, be careful.
Yeah.
Don't just put stuff with glue into your mouth.
Right.
You know, talk to a professional.
Yeah.
And it also looked like they were really small. So, like, because they were so small, they are really, really tight on her teeth.
Okay.
So, just choose your costumes carefully.
Yeah.
I guess. Just be careful. So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk about some more weird news.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the Weird News Podcast. Our next story is weird, but also this is a little sad. So
yeah.
I'm sorry, listeners, but it is an interesting story. So this story starts way back in 2010, and a 19-year-old boy, Sam Ballard, he was drinking with his friends. They were just like celebrating, having a good time. And this was at his home in Sydney, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
While they were out, they were sitting on his back patio, and a slug crawled across the concrete patio. all of the boys were kind of like, oh, like, should I eat it? Like, kind of like a dare,
yeah,
you know? And then Sam ate the slug.
Yeah. They dared him to eat the slug. Like, I don't know how the conversation came up, but I read this article too. And they like basically were like, oh, I dare you to eat it.
Yeah. And he just did it.
Oh, nonchalant. Like, that's what people do. They eat slugs.
I mean. Yeah, boys are always like, oh, dare you to eat that.
I know.
This is a cautionary tale.
Yes.
So he ate the slug, which is really gross.
It is.
And after doing that, Sam started to complain of, like, he was kind of weak. He had severe pain in his legs. And his mom, he talked to his mom about this pain. And they, like, didn't know what it was at first. And she worried that it was multiple sclerosis because Sam's dad had multiple sclerosis. But doctor said that wasn't what it was. And then Sam told his mom that he had eaten a slug. But his mom was like, that can't be it.
Yeah.
Which, of course, like, I wouldn't think that's it. Yeah, that's weird. Like,
okay, you ate a slug, so?
Right, exactly. So she was, like, skeptical.
Right.
But then doctors kept looking into it, and they found out that that was the cause of the problem.
Yeah.
And doctors confirmed that Sam had developed rat lung disease, and that was from the infected slug.
That's gross.
Which is really gross.
It sounds gross. So rat lung?
It sounds so gross. So rat lung disease is caused by a parasitic worm. I'm not even going to try and say that. But the parasitic worm, and it is in, like, the slug. And so often what happens if, like, a rat eats the slug, the parasite will lodge itself in the lungs of a rat, but then will be excreted in its excrement. Yeah. And so it kind of goes through a cycle through the rat. And the slug, it can be a snail, freshwater crab, shrimp, prawn, frog, whatever. Mm. Or if, like, the rat happened to eat, like, other rat poop that had this parasite in it. It works its way into the animal that eats it. Mm-hmm. Although apparently fish don't spread the parasite. Like, they could have it, but they don't spread it. That was like a weird caveat that I read. And humans can be infected if they were to eat, like, animals that had this that were not cooked, like that were raw, or just other, like, contaminated vegetables that might have snails or slugs on it that you don't notice, like lettuce that you're not going to cook. Maybe you don't notice something like that, which clean is just gross in general.
Clean it
off. Yeah, anything that's not thoroughly washed.
Like caviar, be careful.
Yeah, being all fancy.
I know.
But please, like, be aware. This is my, like, warning. Wash your vegetables.
Yes.
Even if you're just getting it from the store. Still wash it and just inspect what you're eating kind of beforehand.
Yeah.
You know, don't eat the one that has a slug on it.
Right. Don't eat live things. Okay.
Pass that. That's also, like, there's a reason we cook our food.
Right.
For safety. Yes. So just be careful. Also, beverages can become contaminated if, like, they're open, like, open containers for, like, snails or slugs to get into. So just beware. That happens less often, though, with, like, contaminated beverages.
Right.
But just be aware. But unlike rats, unlike what happens in rats, the worm's life cycle can't be completed in a human. So instead of the worm passing through the digestive tract, the worm larvae can get lost and they can end up going to the brain.
Yes.
So typically a rat, when it eats this parasite and the parasite produces larvae, the rat's body will naturally flush it out of its system.
Right.
Because, you know, nothing can kill a rat. But, I know. Because they're tough and gross.
Nasty rats.
But humans don't have that.
Yeah.
And so a larva can get lost. And what happened to Sam is that it can go to the brain.
Yeah.
And it can stay there. Which is just gross thinking about.
Well, it started affecting his nervous system, which were the pains in his legs.
Yeah,
and
his weakness. Yeah.
And the dizzy, they said he had, like, dizzy spells. Like,
oh, gosh.
Like, frequent dizzy spells to where his mom was like, okay, we got to... You know,
something's definitely wrong. And also, just so you know, the parasite can be passed human to human. So if the parasite gets to your brain, you have what is called eosinophilic meningitis, which is an inflammation of the membranes surrounding the brain and the spinal cord. So I think that's also part of, like, his weakness, is it also affected his spinal cord.
Right.
And, like, as you were saying, there could be symptoms like headaches. There can also be nausea, vomiting, fever, stiff neck. In a lot of cases, you don't, like, So this isn't super common, but it can happen. There have been cases on like Pacific Islands, mm-hmm. like Philippines, or places that have a lot of rats.
Right.
They don't always end up people don't always die from it. Yeah, they're not like as severe as what happened to this boy. Sometimes people have it and then it can be managed.
Right. Like their body kind of just handles it.
Right. Yeah. With, you know, treatment by doctors and being monitored.
Right.
So in the case with Sam, there was terrible damage. So soon after his diagnosis, Sam fell into a coma. Mm. He remained in a coma for 420 days.
Yeah, that's over a year, people.
That's insane. Yeah. And he woke up from the coma. But when he woke up, he was paralyzed. He couldn't even eat without a tube. He couldn't move without, like, extreme effort. Ugh. And he basically required 24-hour care 7 days a week. Super sad.
Super sad.
But the thing is, the disease didn't affect his mental, his abilities. So he was still there.
Like his mental health?
Yeah, so he was still himself, mm-hmm. which is worse.
So like he could talk and everything.
Yeah, so he could talk.
He just couldn't move his body.
Yeah, he couldn't do anything for himself. Super sad. So that he's not like completely locked in, but he's not able to really do anything that he normally would. And he's just bedridden. He's basically kind of a vegetable.
Right.
And so his family and his friends, they all knew it was him. But they just couldn't do anything for him.
Yeah.
Because there's not a way to cure rat, lung, worm disease.
Yeah.
Which is so sad.
It is.
So there's not a way to cure it. So he just had to suffer through this. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, late last week, Sam passed away.
Yeah.
And he passed away in the morning at Hornsby Hospital, not far from where he grew up. And he was surrounded by close friends and family. And they said that before he passed, he was able to say, you know, like, oh, like, I love you, like, to his mom and stuff. And he passed.
Yeah.
Which is super sad.
Guys, don't do dumb things on a dare.
No,
it is okay to say no.
Right.
Forget you.
Right. Bring up the story.
Yeah.
Because you never know. Because I feel like, you know, like 9 times out of 10, you don't have terrible things happen to you.
Right.
So you think it's okay. But then there could be one time.
Yeah, that one off. Yep. Or that 1%, and you could be that 1%.
Right.
Just don't do dumb things.
Also, of all things, eating a slug?
Yeah, why?
Super gross.
Why?
Yeah, you know, that's not even like, oh, like, go talk to that girl. That's like eating it. This is eating a slug. That's so gross.
Right.
Yeah, I know girls have cooties, but not as bad as slugs. Right?
At 19, they probably don't.
They've grown out of it.
Exactly.
But that's super gross. So check your produce for slugs. If there is signs of a slug, like if you see like the snail mucus on it or anything, don't eat it or thoroughly wash it. Also, cooked food like will save you from this because it'll kill the parasite or the slug or anything. That's the same as like salmonella or anything. Cooking your food will help you make sure that your food reaches the internal temperature that it is supposed to and what is deemed healthy. There have been other cases of this happening, either people who accidentally eat slugs. There's also a case that I read about. A couple was in Hawaii, and there have been more cases reported in Hawaii. And I personally feel like that's like the rat population there.
Yeah.
So there was a case. They were actually, this is sad. They were honeymooning in Hawaii.
Oh.
And they were at Maui, I believe. And they got it while they were in Maui. And then they're
like unintentionally.
Unintentionally. Yeah. They're not exactly sure how they got it. Like they haven't pinpointed what it was. But they're fine. And they're back. I believe they're actually in California. And they're being treated. It's obviously not great. Because I looked into it, and if you just take a blood test, you can't determine that you have this. So the only way to check, and this makes me like quiver uncontrollably, is taking spinal fluid and testing it.
Oh, ow.
Which sounds awful.
Yeah.
But that's the only way to find out for sure if you have it. Yeah, I like, freaked out from that. But that's how they can test for it. And this couple said that they have to do multiple hospital visits all the time to be tested to make sure they're doing well.
That is so horrible.
Like, please be careful.
Yeah.
Also, rats carry a lot of diseases,
yeah,
so don't hang out around them. Clean your house. If you notice a rodent, please report it.
Right.
And get it checked out.
Yeah. And that poor kid Sam, he had to live like that for 8 years.
Yes. That's awful.
Yeah. I mean, can you only imagine, like, you're fully there mentally, but your body can't do anything for you?
That would be like, the worst.
I swear, I would just be like, put me out of my misery. Like, right. I really can't
that's
do
so
anything.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
And so I know that it is really sad that he passed away, but I'm also, like, there's probably some relief. You don't have to live this way
exactly.
anymore.
Exactly. That's what I would assume.
He was in a coma for 420 days.
Yeah.
Like, his poor family.
Yeah.
And I'm sure what I was reading, his friends felt so bad. So bad.
I would too.
Like, they, you know, obviously if they knew that was going to happen, they never would have, like,
dared
him. Done him. Yeah, exactly.
That is so sad. Yeah, I know. I would just be like, just let me go. Seriously, this is no life for anybody, and it's just a burden on everybody. I would just be like, it's a relief if it's just better if I'm
right. Gone. He just lived at a hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Please be careful.
Come to California. There's such a thing as euthanasia.
Oh, is there? Yeah. Is that allowed in our state?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
I think here in Oregon, too.
Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Anyway, please be careful. Just be careful what you eat. Don't leave containers of, like this can happen sometimes
careful.
If people have, like, their own water sources. Like, if they have, like, a well or something.
Because you're going to get worms in your water.
Exactly.
Like
so
that.
Make sure that's all treated.
Boil it or something.
Right. I'm sure if you have something like that, you already have it filtered of some kind. But just be careful.
Yeah.
And don't hang out with rats and don't eat slugs.
Don't do dumb dares.
Yeah. Also, just be careful with dares.
Yeah.
Please beware. So we're going to take another break, and then we're going to come back and finish up our episode with some more weird news.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA, it's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. We are moving on to our next story, which is about NASA. So, the reason that I looked into the story is because the headline caught my eye, which is obviously what it was meant for. It was meant for clickbait.
Yes.
And they got me. So, according to this article, they claimed that NASA had posted photos of a flying saucer from outer space.
Yep.
I had to read it because they said that. And I'm like, that's weird. So apparently a flying saucer, in air quotes, crash landed in the Utah desert 14 years ago.
Yeah.
And now NASA is sharing the photos for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm sure you knew this was coming, there isn't however. Because, however, the flying saucer was not an alien spaceship. It was remnants of a robot spaceship called Genesis that was designed to study the sun. It was designed by us, not the aliens.
Yeah.
And it was launched in 2001. And it was launched to go study the sun. And then in 2004, or I believe it was, it was launched in 2001. Okay, anyway, NASA wrote on its website that the saucer in the picture was Genesis, and it it sent a return capsule. So that was the part that we saw.
Yeah.
And it was human-made, and it went up to study the sun. It went up to go get, like, particles and things like that, like, way closer than we could ever, as humans, could ever get to the sun.
Yeah.
And it was being tracked by radar, and when it went to land, it was chased by helicopters, like a lot of these things, like they follow it.
Yeah.
But its parachute didn't open, so it took an unexpectedly hard landing, hitting the ground at 300 kilometers per hour, which is 186 miles per hour.
Wow.
That's really fast.
Yeah, it is.
Because if you look at the picture, it's like smashed.
Yeah.
Like it's embedded into the ground like a pancake.
Yeah. And well, I think it hit the sand dunes there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not that I'm saying pancakes are in the ground, but no. I mean, it hit the ground, slightly got buried, and then the top looked like a pancake. Like it was like when you crush a tin can.
Right.
Kind of. It had that look. And NASA said that Genesis was able to capture solar wind particles that otherwise would be deflected by the planet's magnetic field. Mm. And the particles were in good enough condition to be analyzed, according to NASA. So even though it crash landed, they were still able to take the samples that Genesis had sent back. And the NASA from these like samples learned new details about the composition of the sun and the abundance of some types of elements that differ across the solar system.
Yeah, I have so many questions.
Really?
Like, how do you get that close to the sun and it's like not dissipated?
Science.
Yeah. And then like making a trip back.
It was like not the whole, it wasn't all of Genesis. Genesis sent like sample part back. Right. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm just so, and then what
I don't know, the samples provided like clues about like the sun, planets forming. Yeah, I don't know, it's interesting.
So it just has like capsules of like air particles
or I think so.
I mean, I know
that if the air has a bunch of like particles in it, you can collect the particles,
right, exactly,
like a vacuum. Mm-hmm. Kind of. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it looked like when they opened the particles.
Right.
I'd imagine that it had been collecting a bunch of stuff in the air.
Yeah.
So that it had enough
to test.
Yeah. Because it was launched 2001.
Right.
And then it crashed 2004. Mm-hmm. So it had enough time to collect a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. And now all of a sudden they want to be like, oh, it's a alien.
Yeah, and NASA's spaceship. Just weird like that because they're like not gonna tell you anything, and so right, like, oh, this happened, but don't worry, nothing weird about
it. I know.
Maybe they didn't want to because it crashed, so they didn't want to like, you know, people to lose faith in NASA again. I don't know.
Like, I feel like,
I mean, there have been other crashes. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
So if you see the headline, sorry to ruin it for you,
right,
but the flying saucer is not what you think.
Yeah, it's just a piece of space junk.
It's a piece of NASA space junk.
Yeah.
Polluting. So, is it polluting when you have like a...
Well, it's like dropping it somewhere.
Oh, that's true. I guess it's polluting the desert.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It's not what you think, but NASA was able to collect samples, and it was able to provide scientific information for us to learn more about the solar system.
Mm-hmm. Don't get tricked into clicking like Heidi.
Yeah. And then you read the whole article and you realize that it's NASA.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they
lied. I wanted to see aliens.
I know. I had hopes. I was like, man, these photos are such good quality.
I know.
That looks like, really, huh? Looks like a spaceship that I've seen before.
Yeah.
But yeah, interesting. So good for NASA, I guess, for getting it, but not so great that it crashed.
Yeah, no.
Poor little thing.
Fast, too.
I know.
You can just imagine like it crashing and then just like.
Also, people had to see that coming. That's also glad it didn't crash into like some other more populated
area.
There's
a lot of area at the sand dunes in Utah. I'm from Utah, so I know like that area. So there's like a big sand dune area near where like all the salt flats are at.
Oh, so like out like desert.
Yeah, so
area.
Nobody really goes there. Okay. I mean, they do like in their little buggies just to have fun.
Yeah.
But
there's
like once in a blue moon. It's not like crowded at
all. Okay, so darn. All right. Yeah. Well, that's good. Anyway, thank you guys so much for joining us, and I hope you tune in next time.